Welcome to Devotionary and our study of the book of Hebrews called Better by Far. In this episode, we move into chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Having met all the Old Testament saints and heard their stories of faith, the author now challenges us to follow their examples. This is where it all gets practical and applicable. The characters found in chapter 11 aren't there to make us feel small or inadequate. They were not provided as a means to make us question our faith, but to strengthen it. They were men and women just like us. They had doubts, concerns, weaknesses, and moments of faithlessness. But they remained faithful to the end. And today we'll learn the key for us to do the same thing. Read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2 sometime today. But for now, let's see what or who our faith is fixated on. In today's passage, the author gives us several exhortations. Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so close. But how? He goes on to say, let us run, but to where? He encourages us to do it with endurance, but for how long? And then he concludes with, looking to Jesus. But why? After providing us with a long list of the faithful from history past, the author of Hebrews gives us the application. We are to do as they did. We are to live as they lived. Each of them serves as a witness to the faith life to which we have been called. It's not easy. It's filled with moments of apprehension and periods of doubt. We're told to have an assurance of things hoped for and a strong conviction in things we can't even see. We're to take God at His word and rest in His promises that He's given us, even when they seem doubtful and their fulfillment is so far out in the distance as to make them out of reach. The two verses above are beautifully composed and provide a wonderful summary of the previous chapter. But do we believe them? Better yet, do we heed the counsel they provide? The four simple questions found at the beginning of this episode are legitimate and begging for answers. I'll attempt to answer them, but in reverse order. First, why should we look to Jesus? And better yet, what does that even mean? The New English Bible translates it as keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. The New International Version says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. The English Standard Version has looking to Jesus. The Greek word is aphorao, and it means to turn the eyes away from other things and fix them on something. This definition provides invaluable insight into what it means for us to look to Jesus. This word doesn't refer to a casual glance or a one-time look, but to an ongoing focus bordering on fixation. We're to look to Jesus and not take our eyes off of Him. And in doing so, we inevitably have to take our eyes off of other things. But first things first, what does it mean to look to Jesus? How are we supposed to pull that off when we can't even see Him? The scriptures provide us with some insight. Jesus Himself told the Jewish religious leaders, but from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God. Luke 22:69. Stephen, just moments before he was stoned to death, received a vision of Jesus. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Acts 7, verses 55 through 56. Paul provided the believers in Rome with insight into the location and whereabouts of Jesus. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Romans 8:34. And Paul told the Ephesian believers that the Father of glory raised Him, Jesus, from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Ephesians 1, verses 16 through 21. So where is Jesus? Seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So when the author of Hebrews tells us to look to Jesus, to fix our eyes on Jesus, he's not just telling us to rely on Him. He's telling us to remember where He is and what he's doing at this very moment. Paul tells us, Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Jesus is in heaven. It is from there that he intercedes for us. It is from there that he will return for us. And it is to there that he will take us. Just prior to his death, Jesus told his disciples, Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. John 14, verses 1 through 3. Heaven is our destination. Eternal life with God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son is the objective. We must never forget where Jesus is because that's where we're going. That's the ultimate fulfillment of the promise of God. Our salvation culminates with our glorification. When will our glorification take place? We don't know, which is why we need endurance. Jesus didn't tell us when he would return. He didn't tell us how long we would have to wait. But that's where faith comes in. It's the assurance of things hoped for. But do we hope for his return? Do we long for his coming? Do we prefer heaven over earth, our future life, to this one? Like Abraham, are we looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God? Hebrews 11, verse 10. We must remain fixated on where Jesus is because that is where we belong and where we're going. And we are to run in that direction. That must be our aim and our objective. And to do so, we must lay aside every weight and sin which clings so close. The things of this earth can only inhibit our progress toward heaven, not enhance it. Earthly things can become distractions and weigh us down from the pursuit of our heavenly calling. Jesus is to be our model for life. When he lived on this earth, he had a clear focus and calling. He knew why he had come and what he was to do. He also knew where he was going. And the author of Hebrews tells us, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 11, verse 2. Jesus endured. He had a future-focused faith. He ran the race with endurance, looking forward to his return to heaven and his reunion with the Father. He knew his time on this earth was temporary. His suffering would be intense, but impermanent. His humiliation would result in his resurrection. His death would end in life. His agony would result in glory. We must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. To do so, we have to take our eyes off of the things of this world. We can't live as if this is our home. We can't afford to act as if this is our final destination. Focusing on where Jesus is will help us remember that heaven is where we belong, with him. Paul said it well, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Romans 8, verse 18.